The Festroia Festival Internacional de Cinema de Troia is an annual film festival that takes place in the beautiful coastal resort town of Setúbal in Portugal. The festival, the country's oldest and most prestigious, is known as the Cannes of Portugal and showcases international talents from around the world with competition sections, special events and a programme of new works from emerging independent filmmakers. The festival, which was founded in 1985, has a competitive section that is open to films from countries producing less than 30 features per year. The festival produces an award ceremony every year in the first week of June, the main award being the Golden Dolphin. Film critic and journalist Alan Foal presided over the Cygnus jury at this year's Festroia Festival that ended last week. Cygnus is officially recognised as the World Catholic Association for Communication. Its members are always present at major film festivals and award a special Cygnus Prize to films with outstanding values. We asked Mr. Foal, what trend does he see emerging in the production of the smaller European countries that really only produce about 30 films per year?
With some of them, we can see that people are still trying to come to terms with all the political difficulties and the conflicts of the 1990s. That's very clear. And several of the films which we've seen are like mosaics. One of the directors used the term mosaic. They contain several stories which the director is trying to weave together, perhaps because the experience of people in these countries is too complex just to have one story. They need to have different perspectives, different characters, different experiences. But alongside that, we also have story elements which we can easily recognise as being similar to our own experience. These are human stories about relationships, marriage, ageing, difficulties at work, all kinds of personal experiences which are universal, really. So the films from the Balkans are a very interesting mixture of the universal and the particular. In the case of other countries, we have the opportunity to... Now, in Mamagogo, which is set in Iceland, we have different elements where the film director is trying to preserve something of the culture of the past, the traditional culture of his parents and other generations. But he's also very conscious that other parts of Icelandic society have been changing. The film refers to all the political and financial difficulties in Iceland, which we're now very familiar with. And so he's using a variety of images, the modern, the traditional, the city, the countryside, the sea, the elements of nature, which are very important in his film. So that's a good example of something where we start to learn more about a culture of which probably the English, the French, and so on know very little, really. We just are familiar with the headlines in the newspapers from the last year or two.
In this film, Mamagogo, the director tells of his painful personal journey, experiencing his mother's disappearance into Alzheimer. And generally, he noted, there seems to be a tendency to highlight the issue of illness.
Yes, illness, ageing, death and issues to do with that are very clearly prominent. It's interesting in Mamagogo that the director is trying to explore the cultures within which different generations live. He's clearly conscious that aspects of traditional Icelandic culture are being forgotten, and he wants to remind people of them and show how important they are for certain generations. With the Danish film that we saw, it was interesting again to look at different generations. We had three women of different generations, all trying to work out their relationships, trying to deal with certain pressures in modern society which often disrupt traditional family patterns. So in this film we have a young girl, a teenage girl, who is under great pressure to grow up too fast. But her mother, in some ways, is also a child, and she has difficulties in her relationship with her own mother. So there are interesting parallels between characters and different ways in which we see social issues, social pressures emerging through these three generations.
Thinking back to Mama Gogo, Alan Fual says, the film provides a forceful portrait of the disease, but it also goes beyond that particular issue.
This is a particularly tragic example where people lose their personality. They disintegrate in a way, and we have difficulty recognising the people that we used to love. Similar issues come up in other films in the competition, but not in quite such a direct and strong way. But this is clearly an increasing problem in society. As people live longer, they suffer new diseases. When we died younger, we were not affected by certain complaints. So this is very much an issue of our time. And it comes up in the winning film, The Little Room, where Edmond, the older man, is not suffering from Alzheimer's, but he is getting forgetful. He has some of the early symptoms of these difficulties. And it's difficult both for the sufferer and for the people who are trying to care for them, for the family, for friends. So this is one way in which the festival and its films clearly reflecting major issues in our society.
The festival this year also dedicated a section to Turkey with its own particular brand of film production.
Turkish cinema has been very successful for a long time in Turkey. It's produced a large number of comedies and other popular genre films, but it's not been very well known outside Turkey. In the 1970s, the 1980s, just a small number of serious dramas were distributed abroad, went to festivals, they went to art house cinemas and independent cinemas. But we really knew very little about Turkish cinema as a whole. In the 1980s, 1990s, Turkey also suffered a lot of political turmoil, military dictatorship, and this was also a constraint on the cinema. But in the last 10 years, Turkish cinema has had a resurgence with increased production, increased market share, new opportunities for directors, and more of their films are getting shown abroad. They have a big export market in Germany, which has a large Turkish population, and they are also managing to export to other countries of Eastern Europe. In the retrospective in this festival, we saw some of the classic films which were already known in other countries, like The Way. But it also was an opportunity to see some less well-known films. I mean, I loved The International, which was a mixture of serious social and political comment, together with elements of comedy and emotional drama centering around a family. And it showed great skill in balancing these different elements. And although it has a political dimension, you could show it anywhere. It's a very direct film in the way in which it tackles its themes. So Turkish cinema is clearly a very mature cinema. This is not a new national cinema. It's simply that many of us from other countries have remained ignorant of it until recently.
As I said right at the beginning, Alan Fual was at Festroya to preside over the Cygnus jury and, of course, to choose the Cygnus favourites and hand over the awards.
We decided to give a commendation to a short film called Weirdo from France. And we liked this film because it was very short and it used cinematic means in a very imaginative way. The themes of the film are appearances, conformity, difference, identity, questions like that. And it works in a very suggestive way. It tells a very simple story of one individual who looks different, how other people react to him. But then there's a change, and suddenly people's reactions are more positive. But it used a great economy of means. It told a classic short story very effectively.
5 minutes.
Yes, just 5 minutes. And you could make a 90-minute film out of similar material. Many people have made much longer films on those themes, which were much less effective. So we enjoyed that very much, and we thought it showed enormous skill, enormous talent. We chose the little room for the Cygnus Prize in the official section, and this film has just two people at the centre, a young nurse who has recently lost a baby, and an old man who is going to lose his home and perhaps is losing his mind. He also has to come to terms with ageing and death. And this relationship develops in a very subtle way so that these two very different people can help each other in certain ways to deal with traumatic events that they've suffered. And around these two people, we have the rest of their families and friends and a variety of relationships which affect them. And the film is, in many ways, a traditional sort of story. It's not really an experimental film, but again, it shows great skill in handling narrative, in establishing and developing characters and revealing motivation. And these things give us a particularly subtle picture of the emotional problems that these people are trying to deal with. So it was, in the round, a very well-made film, a traditional film in some ways, but again dealing with issues which are part of modern society, which we all recognise in friends of ours or perhaps our family members.
And how easy was it to come to an agreement regarding the winners?
Many of the films in the official selection had interesting qualities and they gave us a lot to think about. We thought that some of the more experimental films had great power in some of their scenes, but they didn't always manage to bring everything together and to use the potential of their material to the fullest effect. In the end, we chose a relatively conventional film because we believed that that combined the two things which our jury is looking for. We are looking for films of high artistic quality with creativity and imagination and artistic discipline. And we are also interested in films which are concerned with Christian life in action, if you like. So questions to do with human relations, human dignity, the big human themes, the different seasons of life, if you like. Other criteria which concern us are the interest in different cultures, respect for other people and for other cultures. So there were many different reasons to consider films, but in the end we felt that The Little Room reflected our criteria to the fullest.
As a veteran expert in films and filmmaking, we asked Alan Fual if he thinks international cinema is undergoing a crisis.
I think that there is a crisis of a type. These days, many, perhaps most films, are made using digital equipment. And new technologies, new equipment, have become much, much cheaper in recent years. So it's very easy for people to get a camera, film some material, and edit it on your personal computer at home. Many young people do this. So people are producing more and more and more films. Then you have the problem, how do you get other people to see them? How can you distribute them? When there are so many films, how can you even make sure that they have an opportunity to get into festivals? So there is no shortage of quantity, but we don't exactly have the means for all these things to be seen. And also, the quantity is not necessarily the same as the quality. And certainly people who are working in programming for festivals have said to me that we spend more and more time looking at films to try and choose things for the festivals, but we don't get more films of real quality. We just get more films which reveal some potential in the filmmakers or which have interesting themes which could be explored more effectively. And somehow we need to find ways of helping people to develop their talents more, so that more of these films which people are making cheaply with their friends and on a semi-professional basis can just raise their level a bit, so that they deserve more widespread, more public showing.